I think Tokko is a big issue. Recently, there was a debate in Singapore also. Because one tutor, a private tutor, said he earns $500,000 every year by giving tuition. A $500,000 is a lot of money, you know. Singapore dollars, Rico times 30, was a million now. 15 million. Oh. Yeah. To see, actually, we should go into this business also. This morning, we went to inspect the rectory. We want to convert the whole building into tuition center. Yeah. 那自己来做这个生意。 真好寫啊,那你去辦經我到,老丁老卡龍中。哦。But you look supervisor. Then you need staff to man. With tuition center, you just collect rent. You have to run. So the vestry must make a decision. Wow, what do you want to say? No, no, no. I'll say what to say. Oh, it's okay. What do you want to say? <笑>不行哦。 Okay. Just see, lor. Engai see la. Okay, tonight. Tonight's topic may not be suitable for this group. Oh, because some have grown up children. Some no children yet. Some grown up children. But maybe I share some of the principles regarding parenting. So it may not directly benefiting you. You can use the knowledge to help others. So this is part of our learning as well. Sometimes we learn something not for ourselves. But when you see other parents, they have difficulty in parenting. Maybe you can share with them and in turn help them. So when we talk about parenting, what is the goal of parenting? Any suggestion? The final goal. Come. That's what the key is. Like Adam. Is she? So why should we do parenting and what is the ultimate aim for parenting. To have Christ-like kid. Okay. Some more? Okay. Survive. In order to survive. Any more suggestions? But very good. How long should you do parenting? Okay, this is the problem. The aim of parenting is one day I can stop doing parenting. No more. And I've seen some parents, their children are already parents, and they still have to do parenting. I think that is wrong. Once they are independent, once they are married, I think that is end of your job. You have to quit. And if you still need to do parenting, that means all the years that you have been doing, you fail. So I think, as far as I am concerned, it's not from any books or textbooks. We do parenting because one day we can say, I'm graduated. I do not need to do this anymore. And let my children do their own parenting. And then we just enjoy with our grandchildren. And for grandchildren, you don't go into parenting. You are not the parent. You are akong ama. So, if that is your aim, just now as Alice mentioned, independent. So, what you should do in terms of parenting? I have 3 points, very straightforward. In fact, do not need further explanation. The very first one, fear God. So, like, yes, you bring up a child to be Christ-like. But I think if we bring up a child to fear God, then as parents, you have nothing to fear. If tomorrow is a major exam and your children are not in fear, they still play their computer games, I think the parents will be in fear. Yeah. And if they do something which is very wrong, and then without fear, I think that is very fearful. But if a child fear God, I think we can go at ease. They know, because they fear God, they will never do something against God and against men. So you can say this is our part of our Christianity teaching. We have to teach them to know God, to acknowledge Christ as their Savior, and bring them up to fear God and worship God. This is very important. And secondly, respect authority. Nowadays, you see children, bo tua bo sui. They even beat their parents when they want something. They insist, they demand, they throw tantrum. And I think this is the failure of parents. If you know your child will behave like that, don't bring them to the departmental store. You ask for trouble. And you must train them to respect your authority as parent. And you have to train them, if you don't respect my authority, I will not bring you to the place that you want. You have to listen to me first and respect my authority. And when you send your child to school, you have to train them to respect the authority of teachers. But we have seen parents march into the teacher's room to school and accuse and point finger at teachers. And how can you train your child to respect teachers? Yeah. You should not do that. You have to respect the authority of teacher. Even if they do something wrong, there is a better way to deal with the problem. And not for your children to pick up, I do not need to respect the authority of the teachers. So when they have grown up, they go to work. They have to respect the authority of the boss. Otherwise, they will not excel in their work. Yeah. And for Singaporeans, we have to go through the national service. If you don't respect the authority in the army, that is end of the day, I tell you. You will definitely suffer. So, this is in line with the biblical teaching. We respect the authority of parents, those who are above you, and of course, God, who is above all. And thirdly, be responsible. How to teach your children be responsible? Maybe in Philippines, contact is difficult because you have yaya. When my children were very young, they have to take care of their own bed. First thing after you have woken up, you fold your blanket, put the pillow in the right position before you walk away from your bed. You finish your meal. When they are tall enough, you wash all the plates and all these utensils. And they learn. And even when we have a domestic helper in the house, I will never allow my children to ask the maid, bring me a glass of water. You go and take it yourself. The helper is not here to serve you. Yeah. She is going to do only those things that we have no time to do, or maybe too heavy for the children. But they are not your servant. I impart that clearly to my children. So from very young, they are responsible for the bed that they sleep, the plates and the spoon they use, and the toys they have played. They must put back to the basket. Yeah. Otherwise, I will take it away. Since you don't want, you just throw on the floor, I will take it away. And when we send them to school, we want them to be responsible for their housework, the homework. They must be responsible for the study and make sure they excel in the exam. So, when they go out to work, they will be a responsible employee, worker. And when they come to courtship, they will be responsible. Whether male or female, they have to be responsible. And this is important for the rest of their life. So, in order to impart these three, you need constant teaching, guiding, communication, and all this will come in. So when we talk about parenting, the aim, these three points are so important. So when we talk about parenting, there are many topics. Maybe in the future you can pick up some topics that you are interested. Then we can go in further. Like, you have to establish the correct concept of family. What is this family aimed for? Better life? More money? Or you can put your head high up in front of other relatives? What is your true concept of value? And you need to know the temperament of your children. Have you all read any books about temperament? You know Tim LaHaye? You must read some of his book, especially a book, The Spiritual Temperament. It's very important for ourselves and for our children. And if you have two children or three children, you have to understand they all have different temperament. You cannot treat all your children in just one way. They are different. And the elder and the younger, and if you have three, the one in the middle, they all behave differently. Yeah. The elder, they enjoy most of your love in the first few years. When the second one comes, how you strike a balance to continue to assure the elder one, I love you. But definitely you will pay more attention to the younger one. And if we have the third one, the attention is always to the youngest. And the elder is grown a bit further already. And the elder still has the status as tua hia or tua chi. And then the youngest one is always become the xiu ti or xiu bei. And the one in the middle lost the identity. And always, a family of three children, the middle one is always the troublemaker. Or have some very funny behavior. And that is what we need to look into. So this is a very big topic. Whether you have three children, and then how to identify the problems or prevent certain problems to come. And if you have just one child, one child syndrome may be worse because he doesn't have to share anything with anyone. So they grow up with this attitude. So you need to know the temperament and then to deal with all this. And parenting doesn't equal to discipline. Discipline is just one of the many subjects. But quite a number of parents, whenever they think of parenting, they think of discipline. Or worse, they use physical punishment. So we need to know, to learn, of course, about how to discipline our child. And physical punishment should be the last resort of many, many other methods available. But the problem is many parents, they do not know other methods. Only know how to get in the out of suit. And that is very bad. A general guideline. I think for a girl, you should not use physical punishment when they are 7. And beyond. That is my own interpretation. Oh, plus and minus, up to you. And for boys, bin pei ka kao, you may use that till he is 10 or the most 12. And many parents think when the child is very young, I bui hiao, so mai pai. To me, it's the opposite. If a child is very young, he doesn't know how to reason with you. So you have to use also unreasonable method, which is physical punishment. If they are grown up, they can reason with you. You can reason with them. You should stop using the unreasonable method. 明白不? Yeah. So no point to tell a baby, don't touch the oven. You say, piak, and then you stop there. Yeah. Otherwise, he will hurt himself. Okay. And how to establish the self-esteem of the child is very important. Many parents, instead of establishing, they destroy, which is very bad. So these are all the topics of my parenting program. So each and every one can go into a lesson and come to this, how to help your children to study. I tell you, tuition is not the answer. There are some other better ways to coach them, to help them, to be with them when they study. So this is a big topic. I will go to the school to teach this. And then I think a lot of parents will come. And the other very attractive topic is how to help your children to score A1. Even more parents will attend. Yeah. So when we come to this, like how to do parenting, one thing you have to understand, you are alone. Are you alone or are you not? Some wives will think, I am the only one doing the parenting. I think you start to fail because your husband should be with you. Parenting should be both from the parents. And beside that, who are your partners? Who could be your partners in parenting? And I think in the church, I spoke to the Sunday school parents. The Sunday school gather parents to come. So I told all the parents, Sunday school is there not just to teach your children biblical knowledge, but also to be with you to do the parenting. And we must exchange information. And then as we teach your children, we may discover something, we need to communicate with you. And you have to join hand with us. And of course, this marriage couples, which is very important. In your fellowship, we learn from one another, or we get in some expert to address us. So we learn together. And bear in mind, we are not alone when it comes to parenting. And if you feel you are so lonely, that is the time you should raise the alarm and call in other helps. Yeah. Proverbs, I like to quote this. I think I shared this with you before. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray. How do you interpret this verse? What would you mean by train children in the right way? What is the right way? Any suggestion? 他在那裡求呢? Yeah. So this is very important. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we just give an answer from our own thinking and experience. But surprisingly, when I ask the Jews, what do you mean by that? The answer is the next verse. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. And first look, these two verses are not related. But they are. The Jews will teach the children, never borrow. I think this is what we need to teach the next generation. You see, the impression here is very sad. This morning when we left the airport, come to a traffic light, you see the children. They are very young, but this is what they learn. It's in total. Oh, ua wa pa kwa ge. Oh, oh, ni kwa ne. Wow. So this is very sad, you know. But the Jews, they move a step further. So you become their slave. So all the top bankers are Jews. They are the richest. And this biblical principle is really worth us. We must think carefully along this line. Oh. Once you come, you become slave. So we need to teach our children a lot of right thing. And Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. There are some verbs here, walks, and then stands, and then sits. We have this tendency. You think, I'm steady. I will never be influenced by others. But as you walk together with the wicked, the next will happen. You may not be walking, you may just stop and stand. And then after that, you sit together with them. One example, someone who say, oh, I'm not interested in gambling. I just watch. And then you just walk around and then you watch. And then you see something interesting or something exciting. You just stand there and go further and watch. But if there is a vacant seat, or your friend, hey, I'm going to the toilet, you take over, then you just sit down. That is very possible. So do not allow the door of temptation open. You should just shut it. Lead us not into temptation. And this verse is very important. And on the other hand, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. So on one hand, we don't join the wicked. Don't walk with them, never stand with them, and never sit in their seat. On the other hand, we have to come to positive. The verse 1 is more negative, resist. But second verse, then you walk with the Lord. You meditate upon his word day and night. And you gain the protection from the Lord in doing the right thing. Verse 3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water and yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. And this is the promise. And I think you know this chapter and these verses so well. We should live this be a living testimony of these three verses and teach our children to follow us. If you go back to Genesis chapter 4, chapter 5, talking about a lot of names. End of chapter 4, talking about Cain. He left God and then his descendant. Lots of problems. Chapter 5, talk about another descendant by Adam. And talking about they have the image of God. And further, they have the image of their father. So if the father is wicked, so is the son. And how many parents will say, I'm very good. I wish my son like me. And sometimes we wish the son, please don't be like your father. And that is gone case. We need to look at it. Look at what we do in order for our children to follow us. And this is very important. And this is for the rest of your life. And Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. So when we want to teach our children to fear God, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, in fact. So this is so important. And hopefully all this very simple instruction will be kept in our heart, in our mind, in doing the parenting. And I like this verse very much. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generally to all without reproach, and it will be given him. How often in our prayer meeting you heard people pray for wisdom? I think very seldom. I think we should include this in all our prayer day and night. Ask for wisdom for ourselves, and as you bless your children, ask for wisdom. And God promised He will give wisdom to you and to your children. But many parents, they don't even ask and how to be given. Jesus said, ask, you shall be given. And we always ask for the wrong thing. So from today onwards, I think we must ask wisdom. Ask God to give us wisdom. And in the same way, bless our children and ask for wisdom from above. So these are the principles when come to beginning of parenting. And then we aim very soon, one day, I stop doing that. And I bless my children. They fear God. They are responsible people. And they respect authority. And then we can say, amen. We are graduated. And you enjoy your life as grandparents. So this is what I long for. So my elder daughter is married. I'm already akong. And my elder daughter is expecting the second child coming soon in March. And my second daughter will get married on 1st January next year. Yeah. I already tendered my resignation. I will go back after Christmas. So 1st January or bo pian induction, have to ask the bishop to come. Yeah. So all of you are welcome to come to Singapore 1st January.
December.
So these are the progress of our life. Yeah. And my third child, my boy, is studying in England. So a lot of changes for us this year as well. Yeah. So as parents, maybe one day we can say, thank God, we have done something good, and we bless our children, and see they go on with their life, and then following Christ, walk with Christ. So this is our reward. And praise God, we learn, keep on learning, and sometimes we learn from mistakes. Yeah. And an easy way is to learn from others. So we have to be humble enough to learn from others. And I praise God, along the line, I have some very good teachers. So when I learn all this, I gather all this information, and I put that in my record. And now with computer, it's so easy. So I have all this and to share with others. But I have not teaching this for quite some time, you know. When I left pastoral ministry, doing teaching ministry, normally I don't come to this topic. This is more for the pastors, not for the teachers. So now in St. Stephen, I pick it back and relearn. And also rethink of my own life with my elder daughter, my second daughter, and my son. And three of them are very different type of temperament. In fact, totally different. So I can share with you. Huh? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Huh? You so what so see? Yeah. Okay, any questions? Oh. Yeah, recording. Yeah, if parents make mistake, in fact we do. We always do. Say sorry. Why? What's wrong with that? And I think it's very powerful if you say sorry. Yeah. I can share with you a lot of things. The very first time I discovered my daughter lied to me, that was when she was in primary 4. One day she told me she would not take the school bus to come home. Why? Because she had to stay back for remedial classes. Oh, the school want to teach them more. It's quite normal, actually. Then she came back 2 hours later. So I check. Normally, if that is the case, the school would inform us. Secondly, remedial is for those who are slow learner. And her result is always on the top. There's no reason to ask her to do the remedial. So when I poked further, she cried. She knew she cannot cover anymore. Yeah. So as parents, what would you do? Any suggestion? You, of course, huh? Yes, you can discipline, you punish. But I think for that particular moment, as far as I'm concerned, punishment is out. Because she already knew she did something very wrong. So I said, let's kneel down and confess and ask Jesus forgive. And she just cried. And since then, I don't have to worry anything along this line. She knew what is right, what is wrong. What are the things that she can do and she cannot do? So after that, I asked her, why did you do that? And she said, every day I have to take school bus home. But some of her classmates, they take public bus. So they have the freedom, roam around, shopping a bit, and then take bus home, even late by half an hour, 2 hours. Parents will never care. And she thought that type of freedom is very good. I said, by all means, if you want that, try. And then, after second thought, no. She said, no. I said, of course, if you want to go with your classmate for 2 hours for shopping or for whatever, it's okay, you just tell me. Then we know what is going on. But she did not want to give the freedom that we give her. Because after that, she found that is not that interesting also, to begin with. Yeah. So when you want to teach, or you say, or we use parenting, but discipline, of course, but how? What is the best way? Then you need to do all this. You have to think. And never discipline your children in anger. Never do that. You know, 抽秋, too heavy. I think you will regret for the rest of your life. And very important, many parents discipline. And I tell you the consequences. They will not tell you anything that is happened in the school. They will never tell you. Because whenever they tell you, they get punished. They're very simple. They don't tell you. You don't know. Until the teachers inform you. And it could be very serious. And how often would the teacher inform you? Yeah. I think the class here is so big, the teacher have no time to do that. Yeah. In Singapore, our class size is very small, from 15 to 25. And sometimes the teachers will email you or SMS you once a week. But I think the teachers here hardly could do that. No way. So my elder daughter, since then, everything she will share with me. Anything that she thinks she wants to do. And sometimes I will tell her, I don't agree, but you try. If you wish, by all means, try. And she may try or she may not. And then she will come back to me and say, what is the result of the feeling? Even until today, my daughter, we will just talk like friends. Yeah. And my second daughter also, whenever she has problem or happiness, I'm the first one to receive, whether SMS or email, or she just call me, even if I'm in overseas. So these are some of my experience, and then from my own thinking and how I dealt with my three children. And now I'm happy in the sense they are grown up and I bless them. And I do bless each and every family in the church. And we have to keep this strong intact. That's why I value this marriage keeper. And how can we expand and rope in others? And make this as a family gathering all the time. You know. So we have to continue to work very hard to attract others to come. Okay, any more? You want to share something? 来, 龙高定公为了。 No, I don't think it's right. It is very sad. You see, my daughter shared with me a lot of things. So she shared with me her classmates. We have O-level and A-level. After A-level, they moved to university. And her classmates, the parents forced her to study medicine. So on the day that she got the license as doctor, she told her parents, I met your target, but from today onwards, I do not want to be a doctor. I think it's very hurting for the parents. And she has another friend, a classmate in her law school. On the day they cross the bar, they are lawyer. And this friend quit and to become a pilot in Singapore Airlines. And I have a friend during my time, he wanted to be a musician. But the parents said, no, no way. Musician, I thought tanjia. And then forced him to study biology in university. And he failed at the first year. And parents has no choice but to allow him to study music. And now he is the conductor of SSO, our symphony orchestra. Very prominent musicians. So I think for parents, you can guide, but you should not force. My daughter came to me after her A-level. She wanted to become a speech therapy. So her friends thought, oh, this is very noble, ambitious. Do you know speech therapy? You know, what is that? You see, in her mind is speech therapy, something about speech. So if children, they have problem in speech, the speech therapy will come and help them. Yes, this is part of it. But in actual life of a speech therapy, they are helping the stroke patient to swallow. Or accident victim. Or sometimes accident, the whole teeth or your jaw smash. After operation, the speech therapy will help them. How to open the mouth, how to bite. Actually, it's nothing to do with speech already. I know, because I serve in the hospital. So, in her mind is dealing with children. So I say, it's very simple. I have no objection. In fact, I will support if you really want to do this course. But go to serve as a volunteer in the hospital. So I make arrangement for her to follow a speech therapy. Serve as a volunteer in the clinic for 2 months. And then she came back to me. I gave up. And that time, the law school accepted her. So I told her, it's so difficult to get into the law school. Since you are accepted, go and study law. And as a lawyer, you can continue to serve as a volunteer in the clinic, really helping the children and not the elderly, not the stroke patients. Yeah. And she listened to me and completed her law course. And became a lawyer. So I think with children, you don't do the hard way. Then both will be hurt and destroyed. No point. But you need to guide them. So I brought her to hospital, see a speech therapy in action. It's not children, it's elderly. So, you see, in Xiuliao Jin Tianjin, and you cannot just say no and full stop. they will never accept that. And if we don't know, always call for help. Ask around. Who knows? Who knows this issue and how to deal with? That's why we exchange information. Yeah, we learn from others. Okay, any more? Anything you want to share? In my years of ministry, I have seen a lot of sad cases. We have parents watching IBN. The children must excel, become scholar, send them overseas. And I had a member, the child got scholarship, but committed suicide in England. What a location, I tell you. It's her baby pick up or give up. Yeah. And not just once, there are several cases like that. The stress is far too much, beyond what they can bear. And at the end, actually, we must admit we fail. So I say, as parents, we fail. As a church, we fail as well. And we have to learn from this so painful experience. But Philippines, upload it, jin tua me. I think most Filipinos are quite easygoing, eh, ma. Maybe Chinese. The pressure is too big. Oh. And then I think marriage is another pressure. They put lui, go up a kanchu, wow, parents or. I think as a church, we need to address all this. But you see, like when we had the sport ministry, that chip young men and only a few girls participated. They should be clever enough to come and join. Or pao kape or indim pun ho. And that is the way you interact, and then opportunities are there. So next time when we have sport ministry, or ask the girl to prepare food and all this. Yeah. Oh, my lao. I want all the young one. Lao eh, like zao zao liam. So this is very sensitive. If we say we have a ministry for the single, and then we brand them, which I do not like to do that. But they have to be clever enough. When we provide the opportunities, they must come forward. Yeah. So some more, I will invite them to come. To have dinner. So today lam is the lue. Number guy tau the what chan in a chapung. That judge pong what boy what a piano. And some more are very clever. They continue J Lame Sang Ye Lu Tung. Then Su Ju the Yang Chen Lama. So Uwe Gong Gong a Bosu Kiana Wakia. So sometimes we cannot say it too straightforward, but sometimes they are really stupid. Yeah. No, I think those who are married, we must help the single. And how? We can say, 咱找一出电影，咱最近来看 or something. Then we invite, yeah, from all the people that we know. 什么跟什么靠可能的 all this, yeah.有成功无？哦，你有得 follow up 才知影咧，啊。啊哈。哎呦。肝功较好，肝功好啊！The church must operate like a family, you know? And these are all family affairs. We have to concern those who are single, and we must go along with those who are married, and those who are elderly. And this is a church.那切这里不爱插，那里不爱做。At the end, you lost your function. 所以要做呀，我跟你讲，做不了了，丢了艰苦讲的 ，so， But we have to extend the catchment area. Yeah. 咱唔通愈来愈 narrow-minded. Even cross-country 不能被走。You see.Singapore is facing a serious problem. And even the government is putting effort trying to solve the issue. The issue is simple. Those female singles are very well qualified. Where the men who are single are not qualified. And these two groups cannot meet. As simple as that. So the Lue or Bokehune, Tao pick up excellence. Lame Bokehune, show the boy pick up. Aribeja. And the gap is far too big. But many years ago, I put up a suggestion. Because boys develop slower than the girl, especially in language. So primary school weightage for us, English 100 marks, Chinese 100 marks, Science 50 marks, and Maths 50. Total 300. So for girls, both English and Chinese, it excel. When boys, it heng heng e su. Maybe better in Maths, but kiu wei diu. In 200 hun ya mi koren gya 100, where girls 200 hun gya 100 go. And then 100, boys may take 70 hun, girls gya 60 hun, it gay krai pun heng heng su or girls one. But when come to our O level, secondary 4, it's almost equal. But many boys are left behind already. And come to A level, for physics, maths, boys will overtake the girls. Then the boys go for national service. It got to get to the same batch a girl in third year already, it got first year. And that is partly caused by our system. So to me, I think we should separate the girls and boys in primary. We reinforce the language teaching to the boys. And maybe allow them to have one extra year so that they can catch up. Yeah. This issue can be very serious, to the extent destroy a nation. So this is the 53% end up in divorce. More than half. And then, 没结婚的呢, 占很多的, 这时候你看 30岁哦, 有多少 percentage 结婚的, maybe less than half. So, at 30 years, 30岁哦, female maybe only 40% 结婚的, 60% 没结婚的. And for men, 30岁没结婚的, could be 50-50. 到35岁, men 结婚的比较多, and female 没结婚的多多, far more than married. Yeah. So you look at the figures, when the government 本条件, and how to solve, and they have no solution. Bless them. Yeah. Even we try to import men, also fail. Yeah, we do a lot. So I think in the just last year, 1 year, we accepted 500,000 immigrants. So as a church, even we do something, but the church community is not doing, what we do is insignificant. 没什么作用了. So these are some of the issues we have to look at it. We may not be able to offer any solution, but at least in our circle, we try to do something. And so far, individually, I have seen some results. So And sometimes I have to do some groundwork. I ask the man, I think she will suffer. He has a good reason. So I told the girl about this. And she said, my father was very difficult also. And I did my best until he died. Then I go back to the man. I found someone. Maybe can help you and will be a blessing to you and your father and your family. And saying, oh, yeah. Because of what we do, and then he been in a happy family. As a business. No, this today to be responsible. In Singapore it's very easy. You can just key in the name or IC number and then you can check whether this person is married or not. His marriage status. So the agency must check before they accept you. And this is open, available information. You just key in the information. They will tell you the marriage status. Single, married, or divorce. Or divorce how many times? 隆重出来. The government make it available. So if you don't check, you kick your own leg. 开始真多人反对嘛, 你反对什么? 你结婚就是结婚嘛, why must you hide your 你这个新婚? What a church wedding? A church won't check. No, church must check. You see, many churches have a regulation. We will not solemnize non-members. But why you impose this regulation? Because non-member, you don't know his background. But you cannot accept a new member without knowing the person, his background. And then you solemnize the marriage. You cannot. So if a very new member asks me to solemnize, I have to do some checking. Be responsible. Yeah. But in the nothing to hide. You cannot hide. So, Okay, I think we have to stop this recording. I think this one cannot put on the net. Because questions,